blocks. I haven't been outside the MC in days. To the target?
A little over 8 minutes. We scrambled two Fox 15 Echoes as soon as the intelligence came back.
Are the jets authorized to enter Pakistani airspace?
No, waiting for word from CENTCOM.
Can we send a drone instead?
Not in the time frame.
What about ground teams?
They're not operating in the area.
I need to talk to Islamabad.
He's on the secure plane.
Talk to me, Sandy.
What's the issue?
No issue, only that I'm just hearing about this for the first time.
He's number four on the hit list, Carrie. What more do you need to know?
The source of your intel?
Same as the last four high-value kills.
Does he have a name yet, this source?
The deal was anonymity in exchange for information. So far, it's been a very fruitful relationship.
Well, so far, we've always had time to get a second opinion, double-check the intelligence.
Well, consider the target.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a reason you don't give any shots at a guy like Aysam Akhani. He's famously careful.
Well, we trained him, didn't we?
Trained him? Hell, he learned how to jump out of airplanes with the 82nd Airborne.
Does CENTCOM get back?
Authorization to engage. On your command.
Where's the life feed from?
We got lucky. It's acting on a NATO satellite.
And that's the location right there?
Yeah, a building in the middle. It's a farmhouse of some kind, I told them.
How confident are we that he's in the farmhouse?
One of those vehicles out front, the red Hilux, we've seen it at his compound, Demerit Shah.
What about CDE concerns?
No other habitation's been 75 meters from the target.
Well, obviously anybody inside the farmhouse would be collateral damage.
Yeah.
I'd feel a lot better if we weren't so blind on such a short clock.
Sandy's source has always been rock solid.
Yes, he has. And Akhani's made a bad habit of killing American soldiers. Where are the F-15s?
They're buzzing the border. They can be on the target in 60 seconds.
Any friendlies in the area?
No.
Ordnance restrictions?
None.
Send them in.
Yes, ma'am. Smash 11, this is Control. How do you hear?
I have you loud and clear.
Have you also, Smash 11. It's playtime.
Control from 11 currently in comms with JTAC. Dial in.
Hey, where are you
going? I think you could handle it from here. Just have pilots do a couple of recce passes afterwards for damage assessment.
Stick around, will you?
I'm supposed to be on a Skype call with my sister.
Stick around.
Control standing by.
Group has a little something planned.
Control, we're two mics out. Calm with.
Copy that. Two mics out. Call weapons gone and time of flight.
We'll go hammer down. 3, 2, 1. Weapons free. 10 seconds.
Copy that. 10 seconds to impact.
Blast 2 coming left. Pick up a heading 270. Clearing airspace.
Okay, shut it down. Well done. Thank you, everybody.
Happy birthday, Chief.
The drone queen.
Speech.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Light the candles.
All right.
To you.
I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't get away.
Well, you just missed them.
No, don't tell me.
We waited and waited. Finally, Dad gave up and took her to the park.
Shit. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Well, they'll be back in a couple hours. What am I saying? It's after midnight there.
I'm just taking my Ambien, so.
You really need to wean yourself off that stuff, Carrie. It's not good for you.
Well, neither is not sleeping.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks.
So, what did you do for your birthday?
Interrogated a couple prisoners, flew another mission.
It's all over the internet right now, just how bad it is there.
Well, that's mostly in the tribal areas. The capital's been relatively peaceful lately.
If you can call 8 suicide attacks in a week relatively peaceful, you should be in Istanbul, out of harm's way. Franny should be with you.
Well, that was the plan. How is she, anyway?
A week older than the last time we talked.
$134 billion on operational contractor support last year.
That figure's high.
Call it 120 then.
Ballpark.
Okay. Ballpark. But I do know for a fact that expenditure will double when the U.S. and NATO combat mission ends in December.
Meaning we're going to have to hire a lot more private military companies like yours to fill the security vacuum.
That's why we're here, General. We have a proposal.
What is it?
Saul's going to brief you. Saul.
Huh?
The force multiplier effect.
Yeah. What Aaron means is that... Actually, I have another thing I was going to mention. Just a thought I want to throw out there.
Okay.
If we'd known in 2001 we were staying in Afghanistan this long, we'd have made some very different choices. Right? Instead, our planning cycles rarely look more than 12 months ahead. So it hasn't been a 14-year war we've been waging, but a one-year war, waged 14 times. I think we're walking away with the job half done.
Saul, can I speak with you?
Ask the general what he thinks. Have we given our counterinsurgency program a chance to work?
Saul. Excuse us. Saul, what are you doing?
I think I have an obligation.
What are you doing?
Troop drawdown will only inspire the enemy. Afghan security forces are nowhere near ready to step into the breach.
Save it for your op-ed. We're trying to win a contract here.
Wasn't it Trollope who said best capitalist is someone who's greedy and honest?
First, the drawdown's happening whether you like it or not. Second, it represents a significant market opportunity for this firm.
I was there when we first went in there. Kabul looked like one of those black and white photos of Dresden, 1945. Blasted, wasted, deserted.
I'm aware of how much of your life you have invested in this fight.
Girls not allowed in school. Roving gangs of men with whips enforcing Sharia law. Safe haven again for Al-Qaeda.
It's not your job anymore to have a say in the matter.
We really want to risk going back to all that.
Did you hear me, Saul? It's not your job anymore.
Do we have the after-action download from the cockpit?
We do.
I want to see the reconnaissance photos.
Mary's got them on her laptop.
...of over 40 civilians. The strike took place at 11.04 p.m. in Dardar Patel, a militant stronghold in the North Waziristan tribal agency near the Afghan border. Members of the Pakistani Taliban vowed retaliation for the alleged attack. Haysam Haqqani has been martyred, said a spokesperson for the Pakistani Taliban, who added that Mr. Haqqani was attending a wedding at the time of the attack and that over 40 members of his family were also killed. They have turned a wedding into a funeral pyre, he said. Our revenge will be unprecedented.
Fuck you too. Katie, fly Reaper over the AO. Let's see ground zero in the light of day.
On it.
Well, at least you've got confirmation of Haqqani's death.
Yeah, but if this wedding's for real, nobody's gonna give a shit.
I saw the kill list after 9/11. You know how many names were on it? 7. Including Bin Laden and al-Zawahiri. You know how many names are on it today?
Over 2,000. Alice in fucking Wonderland.
You don't even have to be a terrorist anymore, apparently. You just have to look like one. Where's Sandy, anyway?
He said he's coming.
Where is it written that an ambassador must spend 90% of her time cleaning up after her chief of station?
Nowhere, but it is the case almost everywhere.
Well, we get along. Why can't you be my station chief?
Sorry, I'm late.
Peter has just been filling me in on the well wish for his gathering outside our front gate.
Saw that. Hey, Peter.
I've also got the foreign minister on my call sheet. What can I tell him?
That Haysam Haqqani's dead?
I know that already. What else?
It's pure PR bullshit, the wedding claim. Technically, it wasn't even a drone strike.
Technically?
It was a bombing run. Two F-15Es.
You're right. I don't think I'll share that with the foreign minister. But just so I'm clear, somebody high up in the Pakistani government signed off on this, right?
Oh, come on, Martha.
What? It's their airspace, their sovereignty.
They scream bloody murder, but it's theater. It's face-saving. They want these assholes dead as much as we do.
They're a little less enthusiastic when we kill civilians.
Haqqani was a legitimate target. Everybody in that farmhouse had to know who he was, a marked man. He put their lives at risk, not us.
नहीं नहीं मेहरबानी करके पीछे बैठ जाइए.
क्या हुआ? मेहरबानी करके बताइए क्या हुआ है.
पहले फिजा में एक आवाज थी और फिर हमने एक जोरदार धमाका सुना.
ड्रोन का जैसा ना?
नहीं, ये आवाज ड्रोन की धमाके जैसे नहीं थी.
मोर बहन का है
आयान, मुझे माफ करिए.
नामुमकिन है.
रुक जाइए, तुम जख्मी हो.
भाई साहब, आपने मेरी बहन मलीहा को देखा या नादिरा? मेरी माँ नादिरा.
You're getting closer? Who's he? Do we recognize him?
I think he's just a kid from the village.
Well, he's definitely spotted us.
Want me to go with him?
No, stay here. See if you can ID any of the casualties.
You got it.
Jesus, there were a lot more people in the farmhouse than we thought.
Hey, Chief. Coffee.
Hello?
Gary, it's Quinn.
Quinn? Long time.
Yeah.
What a clusterfuck, huh?
I own up.
I was a Taliban spokesperson. I'm trying not to get too worked up about it.
Yeah, we got protesters outside the embassy here.
They pull this shit all the time. If it wasn't a wedding, they'd say it was a mosque we hit, or an orphanage, or a mosque for orphans.
This one feels different somehow.
Why?
The time frame, the way we went in.
In fact, we didn't have eyes on before we ordered a strike.
A way to stay positive. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen to me, Quinn. Worst case scenario, it was a wedding. Obviously not ideal.
But Dr. Deppertail's about as deep in the tribal area as you can get.
I'm not following you.
Who's going to risk going in to verify anything? Nobody, that's who. We're bulletproof on this.
Bulletproof?
Completely.
Sorry. We missed the 4 o'clock. Did you get my text?
I did. Thank you.
We sat on the platform in Trenton for over an hour.
Can you grab those wine glasses?
Yeah, I really wanted to be here.
I know. It's just, Michael's my boss, and...
Well, I'll call him tomorrow. I'll explain everything.
Thank you. Everybody thinks we should buy that apartment on 103rd.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with renting?
It's not committing.
So we keep our options open.
Come on, Saul, you promised to give New York at least 3 years.
3 years? I'll be pickled in on the top shelf by then.
Don't say that.
Honestly. It's not working out with Aaron.
You gonna get fired? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's just when I really screwed up today.
Then unscrew yourself. You go in tomorrow morning, you apologize, you do whatever it takes.
Mira.
No. It's my turn. We agreed.
Ayan, where have you been? We thought you...
Yeah, well, I'm not.
We've been texting you for days. Why didn't you answer?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Hey, are you all right?
I feel like a ghost. Lost them all. Whole family.
Jesus.
Hey, can I talk to you?
If you're interested in the ball game, sure. If not, you're wasting your time.
None of the above.
Well, you're pretty enough, I'll say that for you.
You're Matheson, chief of station.
Who are you?
First Lieutenant J.G. Eggers.
Well, you got my name right, but I'm not agency. I'm an FSO in the political section.
Bullshit. Ma'am.
What do you want, Lieutenant?
You know me, Smash 12. I flew the mission into Pakistan the other night.
Okay, why don't you sit down? Let me buy you a beer.
No, thanks. Is it true what they're saying? It was a wedding party.
I don't know. Even if I did, I couldn't tell you.
Well, I'd feel sick to my stomach about it.
Yeah.
You? You ever feel that sick to your stomach?
Sometimes. I try to see the big picture, though, the mission.
What was the wedding, wasn't it?
I told you, I don't know.
I killed 4 Canadian soldiers in January on bad orders. Dropped a 200-pound bomb in their heads.
I'm sorry, I really am.
Monsters.
What did you say?
Fucking monsters, all of you.
Get the fuck out of my face, Lieutenant.
Yes, ma'am.
And most countries are run by madmen. This one is no different.
Okay, keep your voice down.
Why? Who do you think is listening?
No one will listen if you keep shouting at them.
I'm not shouting.
Is this a study group? We not have an exam tomorrow.
I don't know how you can study after what's happened.
Yeah, well, it's much better than being sad all the time, so...
Well, the American ambassador was on TV again this morning.
So?
She's still saying there was no wedding. And it never happened.
Last time, Rahim. No.
But they have dishonored in your family. People must know the truth.
He honors his family by continuing his studies, eh? No, come and adopt them.
We can upload the video anonymously, if that's what you're both so worried about.
No. No video, no nothing.
But it's the right thing to do.
It's politics. I want no part of it.
Well, I don't know why I'm surprised.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I should know by now who I'm dealing with. Cowards.
Hold for Director Lockhart, please.
Terry, you awake?
Kind of.
You been online this morning?
No.
Well, Dante Dapperkel's gone viral.
Say that again?
300,000 hits. The video's only been up for a couple hours.
What does it show?
A wedding. Little girls dancing. A bride and her mother, and then the missiles hit. It's devastating.
Authentic?
Sure as hell looks that way.
Fuck. Have you talked to Sandy?
He was my first call. You two are going to have to put your heads together, find me a way to spin this.
Well, why not come clean and say we got the target right, but the wedding was an honest mistake?
That's not going to cut it.
It has the benefit of being the truth.
Look, Gary, the president's apoplectic, I'm not far behind, and the Pakistan Armed Forces want a full accounting by tomorrow.
Whatever you need, sir.
What I need is you on the first transport down to Islamabad.
I'm assuming this was you? You did this?
Had to be done.
Take it down right now.
It's too late. 500,000 people have already watched.
Rahim, I don't care. Just do it.
Anyway, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
It's my cousin who uploaded it.
Your cousin?
Oh, what?
He knows the internet. He masked the IP using a proxy server.
What does that even mean? It
means don't worry so much.
No one will ever be able to trace it back to you.
Of course they will, Rahim. I'm in the video. Any idiot could join those dots.
So you'll be famous then?
You know, fuck you, Banshood. Call your cousin. Tell him to take it down. Now. Call him!
Okay, okay.
Signal saying?
Well, it's heavy traffic on social media sites and cellular services, so no doubt about it, we're going to have street demonstrations later on.
Any more on who put out that video?
We'll have a name for you by the end of the day.
You believe this? I mean, what are the fucking odds?
The ambassador's demanding a sit down with the entire station.
Tell her after lunch.
She wants before.
Well, tell her there's no point till Matheson gets here.
I'm picking her up at 12:30.
Okay, that works. Hold on a second. Let me know when Matheson gets in the building.
I will. Where are you going?
Lie down. I feel like shit.
Guts again?
Yeah. Is a normal bowel movement to what I asked for?
You give me the lay of the land?
Sure. The ambassador's out front with the locals on this, so she's pissed.
Oh, I can't back blame her. Sandy's intel was good until now. What do you think happened?
No idea. Not even his own case officers know what he's up to half the time.
Lone wolf.
It leaves the embassy odd hours, doesn't say where to.
Girlfriend?
Maybe, or maybe he's meeting the asset he's feeding in these upper tier targets.
So who is this asset of his?
Well, you knew. Nope, I have no clue either, so you'll have to ask him.
Well, I will, because I'm the one dropping fire on all these people.
Yeah, well, I know what that's like.
Why?
Checking names off a kill list for a living.
It's a job.
It doesn't bother you? What about when it goes wrong?
It doesn't happen that often.
But it did this time.
They were Connie's family. They knew who he was. They knew the chance they were taking being there.
Sandy said the same thing.
He provides the coordinates. I fly the missions. We make a good team.
I guess Istanbul was too tame for you.
Well, I was looking forward to it, but Kabul opened up.
That's a hardship, folks.
It's more money.
Like you care about that.
It's more action.
But you can't bring dependents.
Five. I wanted to bring you. Why didn't you come?
She gave the embassy.
Sandy, it's Quinn. Where are you?
In the residence.
No, you're not. Security was just there.
Okay, I'm off campus.
Listen to me carefully, Sandy. You are blown.
Somebody leaked your picture to the press.
What?
We need to bring you in now. I have to know exactly where you are.
Did you hear me, Sandy? Your face is all over the goddamn TV news.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm on Corain Road in I-9.
Do you take a vehicle?
No. What's the intersection?
Street 10.
Okay, we can be there in 5 minutes. Keep your damn phone on. Found him. He's in the field. Corner Crying and Street 10. I'm on my way, but send a squad.
Copy that.
another weapon in that.
Basically, any contact with maybe 100 locals on 310 Gray Road.
Ask him how far out the squad is.
There's no gun back here, Clint. Go near the sea. It's not here. Don't have a minute. The ambassador needs to be briefed.
Yeah, well, I need a minute.
Plus, the director's going to want an after-action report ASAP, and we need to get our story straight.
Harry, give me a goddamn minute.
Okay.
What do you mean, story?
You know what I mean. We could have done more back there.
You kidding me?
No, I'm not. It was within our power.
You know what? Fuck you. No, really, Carrie. Fuck you. What the hell is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? 5 minutes inside. I'm Carrie Matheson. I need to see the ambassador.
Ma'am, you have blood all over the side of your face.
Where's the bathroom?
To your right.
Thank you.